WHCL, Clinton, New York.
night, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Radio, and I'm Andy Senior. Just let me say one thing at the outset. I love Chicago. I'm just there, and I love it. I love it so much. It's just marvelous, marvelous city. And the area that we engaged in was musical. And, well, we did go to get, you know, I got some ham bone boiling done and definitely had some Red Hots and Red Hot Chicago. And, you know, that's the culinary aspect of it. But I definitely had to go and listen. When Vince Giordano and Dan Levinson went to Chicago to play with the top flight, the top rank of Chicago's jazz musicians who play that kind of music, jazz and hot dance, which you hear on radio every week, we could not. My wife insisted, and she she got us out there all right. Boy, she's good. And I got to say, that was astonishing to me that we got there. If I was driving, you know, I'd still be driving. I'd be in Gary, Indiana by now. But, no, we got there and we got back and had a wonderful time when we were there. Met so many wonderful people at the Oleana Jazz Club and in the Milk Pail and, you know, just in our journey there. And we enjoyed Vince. We enjoyed the West End Jazz Band and all the people we met, the Oleana Jazz Club. It just was great. So I just have to celebrate that tonight. And I discovered I probably have more listeners in Chicago than I do in Utica, which surprised me, but maybe not. I don't know. If you've been to Utica, you know what I mean. Anyway, this is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York. Beautiful Hamilton College, WHCL.org. We began with Cab Calloway going to Chicago to get his ham bone boiled in the St. Louis Blues 1930s. Hot Airman. Roy Evans on the vocal there. That's a Phil Napoleon group, I think. Red Hot Chicago, yes. And they're hot dogs. You've never had anything like them. You've never had one. You've never had a hot dog till you've gone to Chicago. I have to say that right now. So wake up, chillin', and, you know, get a ticket, and it's worth the trip. We're going to continue now, and this is something we did not have. We did not have one of these on our journey. We changed the oil. We checked the brakes before we left, so we didn't have a Chicago breakdown. But Louis Armstrong recorded one in 1927. So here he is. Thank you. China Boy. That was Mackenzie and Condon's Chicagoans, 1927 classic recording. Frank Teschenmacher is he really lifts it up there at the end. Oh my goodness, what a sound! And Chicagoans, Chicago style jazz. Before that, not a breakdown, but a stomp down with Duke Ellington and his orchestra stomp at Chicago Stomp Down, also from 1927. And stomping, we didn't have a breakdown, but I did do a stomp down. We stomped down Jackson to see, look at the river. And yes, we saw the river from Wabash, so it was, I felt the stomp down, definitely. And that was, we had to venturing down to downtown. We were on the outskirts and enjoying that too. But we had to take a look at the city, because when you're down there, you have to look at the lake and the city and the river and all that and say, yeah, well, if you're there, you might as well, right? So we did. Before that, Louis Armstrong and his Hot 7, Chicago Breakdown, 1927. Oh, yeah. Well, this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr. Before I proceed too much further, let me just say I also want to thank Mark Fuller for filling in last week, doing an excellent job, and I truly appreciate that. Mark's regular show is on Saturday nights here on WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, 8 p.m., retro radio, radio just like you remember it. And if you can remember it, that is, some people were born too late, but if you were born too late, just check it out. You'll like it. And, well, I can't possibly do this show without playing this song. Here's Eileen Stanley in 1922, and this is the song about, this is the song. This is it. So I'm going to play it. Chicago.
You should
Oh, yeah, another classic, the Chicago Loopers, which is where we were Sunday, walking around the loop in circles. Yes, we were, having a good time, too. But that was the Chicago Loopers, which was essentially Frank Trumbauer's group, normally recording for other people, but was recording for Perfect that day. And that was, Eddie Lang in there. Of course, Bix, Bix, wow, in there, and all that stuff, and all the usual guys, and Frank Trumbauer, of course, on Three Blind Mice. And before that, we had the Benson Orchestra of Chicago playing Copenhagen, recorded in 1924, and I believe that might have even been about the same time or before the great Fletcher Henderson recording, but still a great, great recording. Charlie Davis wrote that. And it began with Chicago, Eileen Stanley, singing all the words. Yes, about breaking your tooth in a steak. Well, you should have ordered a hot dog. You would have liked it better, too. And those last two selections you heard were played Saturday by Vince Giordano and Dan Levinson and a group of Chicago musicians, the Chicago Nighthawks. This is to differentiate between the regular Nighthawks, who play every Monday night at Sophia's Restaurant at the Hotel Edison in New York City, just off Broadway. Well, anyway, there's a group of musicians, Chicago musicians, who were playing with Vince Giordano, not the usual New York group, but they were playing, and they did wonderfully. A lot of them were from different, like the West End Jazz Band and the original Salty Dogs out there, did a marvelous job. Vince was playing all the bass instruments, Dan Levinson on the reeds, as well as John Otto from the West End Jazz Band, Kim Cusack from the Salty Dogs. You also had Andy Shum, who is, you'll hear him, he's marvelous, just amazing. Mike Beason on cornet from the West End Jazz Band, also great, and a marvelous arranger, one of the best. Tom Bartlett on trombone, Leah Beason, guitar, and Jeremy Kahn piano, Josh Duffy on the drums. And you'll hear them in the not-too-distant future, I have to say. But here's the Coon Sanders Nighthawks in 1924, Nighthawk Blues. Thank you. Well, that was an arrangement by the amazing Andy Shum, now with the West End Jazz Band, also playing cornet on that. Mike Beeson, the usual cornetist, was on traps for that set. Also sang in the good old that's the good old Sunny South, and that was recorded on Sunday, this past Sunday, at the Milk Pail in Elgin, Illinois. And yes, I've been known to record when I'm out, but that's only because I want things for my own use. But the things I heard were so marvelous that I feel compelled to share at least a small portion of what I heard and what we heard, my wife and I. We were there with Gene and Vanita, who were very very gracious people. We met them the day before at the Ileana Jazz Club at the Glendora House in Chicago Ridge. And that's where we heard Vince Giordano and the Chicago group, I Had a Sweet as Apple Cider, the based on the Rudd Nichols reading of that. Beautiful rendition, especially Vince on the bass sax there, and the cornet work. Everything was just marvelous. And I wish to say that if you're ever in Chicago, the West End Jazz Band, the Salty Dogs, these are top flight groups. You should go and hear them. And of course, when you're in New York, you should go to Sophia's Restaurant and hear Vince and the New York Nighthawks, who is usual group. And you'll hear some marvelous music that you will. Well, I hope this gets you out there. Just hope so. Began with Nighthawk Blues, Coon Sanders, Nighthawks, 1924. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and also at the Ileana Club, we met Ralph and Barb, who listened to the show, and of course Bob and Cheryl were there, and I just was so glad to meet. And we didn't tell anybody we were coming out. And of course we met Mike and Leah and all the people there. Just, oh my goodness, what a wonderful time. Even though they were, maybe some of them were a little astonished to see us drop out of the sky there, but we were, and we had a blast. So let's play something. The West End Jazz Band played this on Sunday, but I thought I would play it by Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians in 1930. Carmen on the vocal, of course. Swinging in a Hammock.
Roll by, nearest thing to heaven.
One letter, bum, bum.
that I ever knew. Is swinging in a hammer all alone with you.
Deep Henderson. That was played at the Glendora House by Vince Giordano. Before that, we had Bill Hayes' called "A Good Man Is Hard to Find." I didn't mark the the vocalist on that, but she wasn't bad. 1928, beginning with Guy Lombardo's Royal Canadians, Carmen on the vocal, Swinging in a Hammock, 1930. And here's Vince again with the Chicago group of musicians, I Must Have It. And that, he did a version of that on the Ghost World soundtrack, so you may compare if you like, but I don't have that record, so I'll have to get that. But here he is in public.